Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
It's a breaking news edition of the Built by Bama Online podcast. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, joined by site publisher Tim Watts. And Tim, again, it seems like we're doing this on a more and more regular basis in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And this time, the Crimson Tide picks up a rising prospect at the linebacker position, and one that from a program that Alabama is very familiar with, not too far away from the capstone.
Yeah, you know, Ian Jackson, he's one of those guys that a lot of schools were watching. You question a little bit about how big he was. But, I mean, when you look at this guy's film, and it came out in April, and I think any coaches that had questioned anything about him, because obviously they can't get him to camp, but you look at a guy at Prattville, and, I mean, Caleb Ross is one of the best coaches I've known. I've known him for a lot of years, but Caleb's one of the best coaches in the country. First thing that jumps out when Caleb talks about this guy is how great he is off the field. Which really says a lot about him because he's really, really excellent on the field. And you watch him at Prattville, they use him. You'll see this guy lined up on slot receivers. You see a couple plays where he's lined up outside on wide receivers. You see him defending the safety at times. And what you really like about him is he flashes, he comes off that edge. Guy that's fast, very aggressive. You get to see him play in space. Now, when that film dropped in late April, you saw schools like Georgia and LSU and Tennessee, Alabama, and all those guys really push for him. Auburn was pretty interesting in this because they seemed to like him early on, offered him. And he's got some major connections to Auburn. I think his mom was a hostess there at one point. I know an uncle went there. So he had major Auburn connections. And then when Ian got close to deciding this past week, Auburn made a big push when they realized he was going to make a commitment, just came up short. But from a player standpoint, this is a guy that you like now, but what you're going to love about him is what you think you're going to get out of him in the next 4 or 5 years of his career.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about the ability to play every down in today's game, right? And I think you hit on some of the key attributes that you have to have, especially as maybe a base inside linebacker, that when you get into second and long, and certainly in third and long, can you move out in space? Can you cover certainly backs and tight ends at a minimum? But when you're able to start covering fourth and fifth receivers in general from the linebacker position, now you move into sort of C.J. Mosley territory from the past at Alabama. But I know you also note that this is a guy that can get after the quarterback a little bit if he needs to.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of what he does is they'll put him on that edge and let him flash. And the thing I like is he'll watch the play develop. And, hey, if there's a play in the open field, he's going to make it, a very sure tackler. You know, physically, the thing you like about him, he's 6 foot, a little bit over 6 foot one, 210 pounds. But, man, his frame, he's got a fantastic frame to add more weight. I think he'll eventually end up inside at Alabama. And he's got some really long arms, you know. And outside of height, those arms come in handy on so many levels. But his ability to play in space, you can see, runs around really well, got a really well pursuit of the ball in the open field. So a lot to like about the guy. And again, this is a guy that's probably not as advanced as you'll see some rising seniors, but this is a guy, when you look at the upside, and that's what we look for, he's got a nice little banking ranking bump to around 200 in the country. So when you look at upside, which is what we try to focus on, this guy's got a lot. You got to like. Plus, you add off the field intangible, yeah, which come in handy. And hey, I'm telling you now, this guy, he's got special teams written all over him right out of the gate.
Yeah, and you touched on it before when we've done podcasts here on the Built by Bama Online podcast that, you know, character is always important, but it seems like after the last couple of years, it is the tiebreaker more so than even talent these days, given some of the issues that Alabama's had with a couple of players.
Yeah, I think, you know, this guy, you know, good in that, good academics. You talk to him, you can't help but like him. everyone I've spoke to around the program, you know, we've even had message board posters. That was the very first thing that was said by a lot of people from that Prattville area. The first, they didn't even talk about him as a player right away. They went straight to what a great kid he is, what a great leader he is, how great he is in the locker room. So, you know, that's going to be a huge help.
What about in terms of the coaching staff and where does credit sort of go in terms of identifying and initiating the networking with Ian Jackson from Alabama's side of things and helping to sort of close out the deal here with him?
You know, I think this is a tag team duo. You look at Charles Kelly, an old school guy, you know, and I don't have to, you know, ask Charles Kelly to know this is that old school type of players that guys like him like. He had him at FSU. He's coached a lot of different places, and you're going to see guys like this that can fill a variety of roles. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's just a football player, and that's something that stands out to you. So Charles Kelly did a great job. Of course, Pete Golding, always willing to chip in. Charles Kelly's area, Pete Golding's primary position, plus he's a defensive coordinator. So sort of a tag team effort. And again, it's a big deal. This is a guy that committed to Georgia, could have committed to LSU, plenty of schools, Tennessee, Auburn were willing to take him. And again, to beat out Auburn with that big push at the end, that tells you Alabama did a pretty good job here.
It's interesting because I guess it's been a couple weeks now. We were doing this very podcast talking about Kane Williams and how you're seeing safeties and linebackers continue to sort of match up in terms of measurables. Kane Williams, 6'2", 205, 210. We're talking about a linebacker in this particular instance at 6'1", 210. Those positions more than ever, Tim, seem like they overlap, right, in terms of what you're looking for now and what you have to be able to do, whether you're an inside linebacker or a safety.
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, you like those guys, those kind of athletes, they provide, you know, you get the versatility. You know, this guy could end up outside, too. There's no telling. I personally think he's going to grow and end up on the inside, especially with the haul they had at outside last year. But also, you get these guys that come in, they play a couple of different positions. And don't forget special teams. There's been a lot of great, you know, we've discussed that before. There's been a lot of great Alabama players who you know, introduce themselves on special teams at Alabama. So you get those guys, they come in, they're hungry, you know, they're that workhorse, they got that dog in them, and they find a way to get on the field.
We're going to take a quick break, Tim, and when we come back, we're going to ask you what's next for this Alabama staff on the recruiting trail. That's coming up next on the Built by Bama Online podcast. We certainly hope you'll subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't already, leave us a rating or a review while you're there. That would certainly be appreciated as well. Back with more with Tim Watts right after this.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Okay, Tim, so the commitment list has grown a good bit here in the last 3 or 4 weeks, as we know. What are some particular positions, maybe some particular players that Alabama fans might want to keep their eyes on as we move into the next couple of weeks?
You know, it's interesting about this class. I know the Alabama fans early on sort of panicked because, there's been a lot of commitments. I mean, it's been, I think, our own Bud Elliott from 24/7 Sports had a tweet I saw Monday. I think it's double the number of verbal commitments, like 600 and something to 300 and something from 1 year to the next. So obviously they've doubled commitments. We've got a lot of kids committing to schools that haven't even visited there. So with Alabama, I don't think it's been that panic approach. I think they're systematically going through their list, recruiting their guys, feeling good about the ones they offer and are a take, even if they miss on them, I think they're doing it the right way, have slowly put together a really good nucleus for a top six class. As far as what's coming up, you know, you have, you know, I think the closest one coming up as far as a planned, and just because it's not planned doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but Christian Leary, he's a wide receiver from Florida. He's getting close to making a decision in June. I think that wide receiver position, I think it's going to get pretty interesting because, hey, Alabama's got Ja'Cory Brooks and Aggie Hall, two really good wide receivers there already. So if you want to be on part of that class, you know, I think in some ways you need to go ahead and get on the boat. Alabama's sort of going to go with best available at some point. But Christian Leary, if they could land him, and they're battling Auburn, they're battling Oklahoma's in it to some degree, and they're definitely battling Florida. But they could get that third wide receiver from Florida. I think you're looking at an excellent wide receiver group, and they still could possibly take a fourth one. You keep waiting, or I keep waiting, for something to pop over open on the offensive line. And I think it might be a little bit more time, but the Brockermeyer twins are going to have a decision. I still believe it's Bama slightly over Texas. A lot of strong Texas pull right there. But over the most part, I don't think there's really anything planned. I think this is just going to be wait and see. And, you know, sort of like Ian Jackson. Ian Jackson was pretty quiet, wasn't really discussed on the roundtable, the BOL message board. Then all of a sudden, you know, we had the story on him. We dropped a crystal ball on him. And he's been the talk for the last couple of weeks. So I think these things, I think the class for Nick Saban, the priorities are coming more into focus each week.
You know, you wondered about the linebacker position after the 2020 class because Alabama absolutely loaded up between inside and outside linebacker, but more linebackers are already a part of the 2021 group with Deontay Lawson and now Ian Jackson, and even a couple more guys it looks like Alabama heavily involved with at the position, Tim. So doesn't look like a slowdown at linebacker, at least for the foreseeable future.
No, I think you saw Alabama get caught a little bit short at linebacker the last couple of years. Injuries certainly played a huge part in that. And then some some guys that left early. So I think they're going to make sure that doesn't happen again. To be honest, can you really have too many athletes/linebackers? I mean, you can stagger those out pretty good. I mean, they had a brilliant haul last year, just a great signing class, you know, went more, a lot of guys outside, you know, you had guys like Chris Braswell and, you know, William Anderson, who's going to be hard to keep off that field. So you have plenty of guys out there. And inside, you got, you know, Deontay Lawson in this class. And now possibly you've got Ian Jackson. So I think you get as many of those guys as you can. And if you start to look at these guys, Deontay Lawson, Demoy Kennedy from last year's class, they all start to look alike. So you know there's some versatility there to get these guys on the field.
Yeah, the cross-training comes back into play for Alabama. And if you think about it, because of some of the reasons you outlined, we hadn't seen as much of that the last couple of years, guys that you could move from inside to outside or maybe vice versa. But with what Alabama did in 2020 and looks to continue to do in 2021, that is very much back in play or coming back in play for the Crimson Tide. Well, Tim, as always, great work, great stuff for us there at BamaOnline.com. Ian Jackson becomes the Crimson Tide's sixth commitment for the 2021 cycle. And I know we got a lot more on the way, Tim.
Yeah, it's going to be a full year. Don't forget, this is the world's opening up a little bit. A lot of these decommitments who never visited these schools are going to visit them, find out if they love them as much as they think they do. I think we're looking at possibly a massive decommitment, not so much related to Alabama, but a massive nationwide decommitment year ahead of us as well. I'm curious to see what they do with the early signing period. Do they still go through with that? There's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts, but there's a ton of recruiting, and Alabama still got the majority of their scholarships left.
And we're going to have it all for you covered with us at BamaOnline.com. For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us here on the Built by Bama Online podcast. We'll be with you again real soon.
May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.